balancing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The beautiful music of Julie Newmark, julienewmarkmusic.com. That's Dime Store Halo. Julie, get that new blues music out. I've heard when you're playing it live that it is just blowing the doors off of these places. So get
She's
it out to your website
so you know.
We can do that. Good.
She
well,
listens.
Julie, I'm asking you. I know you're working your way while you're building your music career, but I need to hear that blues. So in the meantime, thank you so much for allowing your music to be part of our show. We are talking about changing your environment, and if that changing environment can increase your energy and productivity, if you move your chair to a different part of your office, or in my house, in my case, some things I do better sitting at the couch with my computer with TV in the background on versus sometimes I just sit down and I have to knock it out. I think medical students sort of get a unique approach to this because we had to study so much that, you know, sometimes it's a coffee shop, sometimes it's a chair, sometimes it's that. But there's actually studies and research to support this, isn't there, Holly?
There absolutely is. And let me tell you something. When you look under my tax sort of form, it says self-employed, which is crazy here. Where I live in the great state of California, because of self-employment taxes, they're like, you're going to go out on your own. Well, we're going to screw you. No, just kidding. But so I am not part of a big office. However, I have consulted for many in the past decade or so, and it's been so interesting to me because the people that get it, boy, do they get it, and they understand that your environment can increase your energy and productivity at work. There has been studies that have shown that colors, certain colors like green and orange, affect our mood and our productivity, and even our eating habits. If you can create an environment where there's an emphasis on relaxation, an emphasis on frequent breaks where oxygen can hit your brain, okay, that's very, very important. And also this whole, I think, ergonomic science of ergonomicity, that's probably not the right word. However, it's how you hold yourself. Can you stand? Can you walk on a treadmill while you're working? Can you, instead of just hunched over in an uncomfortable office chair, it all makes a difference. How the office is laid out. Are there separate cubicles? Or is everybody together in a working environment?
Yeah.
There's been studies that show that all of those things make a huge difference in the way people perform, and as well, because guess what? You spend the majority of your day sitting at the desk. You start off, okay, you've got your coffee on board, and you're working hard, but then all of a sudden that mid-morning hits, you start feeling procrastination, just creeping up on you. You wander here, there, you ADD-ish, you get lost, you're not focused anymore. And guess what? There are things that your office manager or even you can start to do and influence your office setting to make your life easier. And guess what? As well, you can make yourself more productive.
Yeah, and the productive is the key because it's work, it's not play, and we have to get things done. And I want to address two different folks here, Holly. The first person I want to address is the cubicle person. Okay, you don't have a choice. You're maybe just starting out, or maybe that's just what your company is. You're a cubicle company, and they are not going to change from that cubicle company, despite the research showing cubicles do not favor productivity. Working in groups or working in individual assignments or even pit couches, we have seen actually can increase it to a degree. But they're just, you know, you got the 70-year-old guy who owns the company, and that's what it is. A couple things you could do. One is you can actually post pictures up around you of different things that stimulate your brain or that remind you of good things, whether it's a poster of some guy helicopter skiing that might stimulate you to do better with, you know, generating more work so you can go helicopter skiing. Or if you have pictures of things that tend to relax you or fun things, or pictures and quotes, which I think is great. I love the quotes to help you focus and do that. The hardest thing in the world, I could never work in a cubicle. My ADHD could go crazy. I did it on and off because I had to, but I went nuts. I started bringing pictures of people in. I started doing that as much as they would let me to do that. I strongly encourage cubicle people who feel claustrophobic and blocked in you need to understand that that's hurting your productivity and your creativity in the work environment. Start bringing the things out there that are around. Now, the other step I'm going to talk to is the managers here. Look, the studies are real clear. We watched a gentleman named Randy Rose come in and really work with a company called Enzymatic Therapy. He took he had no more closed offices. All of the creative groups, they had pit couches in an area where they would sit down and blow ideas past each other, and the productivity went way up. He is more of a modern CEO and a modern manager, but I'm going to address this to the managers out there that if you're stuck in a cubicle mode, you're behind. Humans are not designed to sit in these cubicles and do that. Dr. Holly invented a absolutely fabulous word, ergonomicity. Was that one what it was?
Exactly.
Ergonomicity. It is not ergonomic or whatever. You don't give people the chance to freedom to move. We are moving people. So to that manager or somebody that has the ability to change that, you need to look at the studies on production, and you'll be able to justify these cost changes very, very easily. And I think happier. Holly, how many people do we see who just dread going to work?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that way. No, it doesn't have to be that way because, I mean, I think probably one of the best examples of this is what Steve Jobs did at Pixar. He was famously recognized when he took the employees out of the small office units and into a larger open working place. This resulted in what? It's teamwork, interacting more, exchanging ideas, communicating between departments. And you could see the results on the screen. The films, you know, that were coming out were amazing.
Fabulous.
People feel engaged. They feel part of something. They feel important. And you're not isolated anymore. It's extremely important. It fosters teamwork. It fosters creativity. You can certainly change your environment and then therefore change your productivity. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and it's going to take... it's not as hard as it used to be just because the studies are there and you can look at all sorts of worksite health, worksite productivity, creativity. But a lot of it comes down to is the ability for a person to feel as part of a team. And we've seen Whole Foods, Zappos, the shoe company that I frequently regulate. I've got to confess I'm addicted to that shoe website.
And well, it's more than shoes now.
I know. And Natural Partners, which is a local physician distributorship company where I'm at, they went on to Zappos as a company, toured the facility. They gave them they were open about it. Here's how we do this. Here's why we do this. And they shifted their whole company paradigm to this whole open feel, people moving around, cross-trained to different jobs, communication, and their productivity jumped up just like Zappos. One of the things they also did is their hiring practice. They wanted to hire the right people to come in. They could be in a system like that. They didn't want to hire. Here's this funny, Ali. They're interviewing people. They're saying, we don't want to hire the cubicle guy. We want to hire the one that wants to walk around, be productive, and be team-oriented. That's how far this is shifting. That's a dramatic shift in a very short time.
Yep, absolutely. But it happens like that. There was an article published called When Hair Hits the Brain. That's hair growing the wrong way. When Air Hits the Brain. Mm-hmm. And it was basically... saying, so you know how smokers, they get to go out and take that 15-minute break, that 10-minute smoke break, right? And so, but guess what? Everybody needs to do that. We have to get out. We have to take in oxygen. We have to let the air hit the brain. And also, even if you do a couple calf raises, even if you do a couple stretches, that has been shown to increase productivity. And we're talking about every half hour. We're not talking about, after lunch, after you've eaten your lunch, your big lunch or what have you, and taking a little bit of a walk. We're talking about getting up, moving, let air hit your brain, and you becoming a much more productive person.
Change your environment, increase your energy and productivity, change your cubicle around, stretch your arms out, stretch your legs up, get a better chair. You managers out there who are believing in nothing but cubicles, start to read. Look at Zappos. Look at Natural Partners. Look at these companies like Pixar. See what they're doing and why they're taking half the people that you were hired and getting double the amount of work out of them. And we want to be productive as workers. Makes us feel good at Radio MD.